USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The developer of the Keystone XL pipeline has officially called off the project. Calgary-based TC Energy canceled the project after the Biden administration had revoked the construction permit granted by President Trump. The company says it will work to develop a plan for a safe exit from the partially built pipeline. The project, which would have transported about 35 million gallons of crude oil daily from Canada to the Gulf Coast, initially stalled during the Obama administration before being given the go-ahead by the Trump administration. Biden revoked the construction permit in January over climate change concerns. And the United States will reportedly buy 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine to distribute them to other countries. The Washington Post first reported the deal that will see 200 million doses delivered in 2021 and the remaining shots delivered in the first half of next year. The doses will be distributed through the United Nations COVAX program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The White House called off negotiations led by West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito on an infrastructure spending bill. The White House says the president will begin engaging with a bipartisan group of senators in hopes of coming to a deal. Senator Capito says she believes the president really does want a bipartisan package, but tells Fox News that after being presented with several tax hikes, she knew negotiations with the White House had run their course.
I think the president in his heart wants a bipartisan effort here on infrastructure, and we do too. I do too. Many of us do. The country does. But I think in the end they decided that the pay-fors that they brought to me the final time were many taxes. We had told them before we could do this without raising taxes, and we gave them great opportunity to look at our pay-fors and how we would pay for this. And I think when they brought the tax hikes before me the last time, and when I was in the Oval Office, I knew that they weren't really serious at that point.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden began his first overseas trip in office on Wednesday, addressing U.S. troops and their families stationed at Royal Air Force Base Mildenhall in the U.K.
We're going to make it clear that the United States is back and democracies of the world are standing together to tackle the toughest challenges and the issues that matter most to our future. That we're committed to leading with strength, defending our values, and delivering for our people. America is better positioned to advance our national security and our economic prosperity when we bring together like-minded nations to stand with us.
Biden will attend the Group of Seven summit and meet with Queen Elizabeth while in the UK. He will then head for Brussels for a NATO summit and a meeting next week with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. And a new report from the Inspector General at the Department of the Interior says that protesters were not cleared from Lafayette Park last June by U.S. Park Police to allow President Trump to walk from the White House to St. John's Church. The report showing that the park was cleared of gathered protesters on June 1, 2020, to allow new fencing to be erected in the area. Police and the president were accused of clearing the protest to allow Trump to pose for a photo op in front of the church. And Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert was named the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year on Wednesday, the third time in his career that he's claimed the award. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.